Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Strategy, Leadership, and Impact with me, your host, Blake Repine. I hope you've been well since the last episode. This episode, and I'll kind of get right into it, is very topical. I want to talk about collaboration. I recently attended an executive development program with the Regional Australia Institute around regions growing their own. And the program was over 4 days, so a Sunday night, all day Monday, Tuesday, and then a Wednesday morning, quite long days. And it was made up of participants from all over the country, so all over Australia. And we've all come together. And one of the really key themes around any kind of regional development, organizational development, whatever, was about collaboration. And that's what I wanted to talk about today, because the power of collaboration, really, it lies in its ability to leverage diverse perspectives and skills and resources to achieve common goals much more effectively and efficiently than we can working alone. And anyone who has ever spent time in a leadership position knows that we are only as good as our team. So we're only good as our level of collaboration. However we bring people together, we never go it alone, and we never actually achieve anything alone. It's always as a part of a team. And sometimes that team is made up of people from other organizations, other walks of life, things like that. And we're all collaborating in order to achieve a common goal. And really, I've come up with probably 8 things or so, I believe it is, that really want to talk about collaboration and some of the key aspects of it. So 8 key aspects of collaboration. The first one is synergy. Yes, I know I don't necessarily like the word synergy because it is a corporate buzzword I think that has really been overused, but we do have synergy. So collaboration, it brings together people from different backgrounds, expertise, ideas, and creating synergies, it leads to innovative solutions. And it's not about thinking outside the square, outside the box. It's about just thinking outside of bigger than our own concepts. So when individuals pool their knowledge and skills, we can generate more creative and robust solutions to complex problems than one person could achieve alone. And then 2 is shared resources. Collaboration allows for the pooling of resources, whether they be financial, human, material, whatever. It can lead to cost savings as well as access to resources that may not be available to individual participants. And what we found, particularly in that program that I spoke about earlier, was that a lot of us were from rural or remote regions that we do have a lack of resources. Sometimes it's talent, sometimes it's financial, whatever. But by bringing together other regions, we can actually pool our resources and achieve things that we probably couldn't otherwise. 3, enhanced learning. So working with people from other walks of life, other perspectives, things like that, it provides opportunities for learning and skill development. So through collaboration, individuals, we can learn from each other's experiences, perspectives, approaches, expanding our own knowledge and capabilities. And I'll tell you, I have learned so much by collaborating with others. Sometimes it helps fill the gaps in my own learning or experience, but just learning from other people and their perspectives and what they've done and what they've tried to accomplish, it's just been incredible for me. 4, increased efficiency. So collaborating enables tasks to be divided among team members according to our strengths and expertise, and that leads to increased efficiency and productivity. By leveraging each other's strengths, we can accomplish tasks more quickly and effectively. Just like they say, if you can go it alone and it might take you a long time on a longer journey, you can go with others and you actually shorten that journey. 5, risk sharing. Collaboration can help distribute and mitigate risk among the participants. By sharing our responsibilities and resources, we can spread the impact of potential setbacks and failures, and we make it easy to overcome challenges and adapt to changing circumstances. Again, sometimes we can actually reduce that risk where it can be very minimal to the overall impact of whatever it is we're trying to achieve, where if we're doing it alone, some of those risks we actually might not be able to mitigate out or reduce the impact. 6, improved decision making. Collaboration allows for collective decision making, and it draws on those diverse perspectives and expertise of team members. And this can lead to those more informed and well-rounded discussions that take into account a wider range of factors and considerations. We all have our own perspective. We all have limitations within our thinking. And a lot of that comes to exposure to past experiences and things. And whenever we bring a lot of people together that are, fairly switched on and they all have their own experience and their own learnings that they brought into the group, it really does expand that decision-making ability and increase it. And 7, building relationships. Collaborating with others fosters the development of relationships in our networks, both within and across our organization and outside the organization. These relationships can be incredibly valuable for future collaborations as well as for personal and professional growth, just like we talked about before around the decision making and learning opportunities. And that's probably the number one takeaway, I guess, that I had from that Regional Australia Institute program that I went to, was I have now expanded my relationships, expanded my professional network to some people that are incredibly bright and incredibly passionate about their areas. And those are the kind of people I want in my network. Yeah, so they actually help me to be better. And number eight, fostering innovation. Collaboration, it often sparks creativity and innovation by exposing individuals to new ideas, and it can take us outside of our own kind of comfort limits, our approaches, our ways of thinking. We can really expand that. And by bringing together those diverse perspectives and expertise, it can lead to the generation of those novel solutions and breakthrough innovations where, again, on our own or within our own little confined space, we probably wouldn't be able to identify that. And I've always told people innovation is about application. So applying perspectives, applying actual solutions to problems and things, that's where innovation happens. Research is about discovery. Innovation is about application. I said, overall, the power of collaboration, it really lies in its ability to harness the collective intelligence and resources of a group. And that's to achieve goals that may be on the reach of any individual member, far beyond what we could achieve ourselves. So, and through collaboration, individuals and organizations, we can achieve a greater impact. We can actually find innovative ways to solve problems, and we can achieve success that we couldn't do on our own. Probably a short but sweet topic this week. I hope you've enjoyed it. If there's a topic you want me to talk about, please feel free to reach out, blakerepine@gmail.com. Connect with me on LinkedIn. That's where all my professional networking is done online. So just search my name, Blake Repine, and I'd be more than happy to have a chat with you about whatever it is you'd like to hear about or would like my perspective on. Anyway, take care, and we'll talk to you again soon.